You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I just think this is weird that you're starting the podcast and I'm not starting the podcast. Like, I mean, last week I was so good on the podcast that like it's hard for me to understand like why you're starting the podcast when I should be starting the podcast.
Are you getting the first one-on-one syndrome?
I think so. Yeah, I think you should quit and just pay attention to me and only me. Like, Chappelle was great last week, but I think you should only pay attention to me. So that's something to consider.
Okay. Well, you know, Chappelle was here last week. He did get that special two-on-one time, I guess. But no, it's just wholly dedicated to you this week. Don't worry.
Thank God.
This was an interesting episode. We'll get into it.
But yeah, it was something. High highs, low lows, my friend.
Yeah, I'd say so. Some surprises. I always like this. A twist we didn't see coming.
Oh, so. Yeah. I will say, at the end of this episode, I was, spoiler alert, Gabler winning Survivor level shocked.
It's the new level. Yes. Yeah. This wouldn't have been something we'd predict on a season with any other lead. Zach's a little unconventional. Maybe the boring label is playing out in terms of his decisions.
I feel like he's like too practical almost.
Right.
Like, I appreciate all of the decisions he's making and what he's saying, but I'm like, babes, you are on a television show. What are we doing?
Right. We can appreciate it. I'm like, okay, that seems like a sound, rational decision, but you know, it's week three. Like, let's keep some people around for a while.
Yeah. Like, but where's the drama going to come from? If you know, it feels like Katie's season where the drama is going early, but every week there's a new drama person.
Yeah, that was the pattern that season, and then it did get really dramatic down to like the final four, where you're like, wow, she could any of these people I could see her ending up with.
Yeah,
except for Justin. Sorry, Justin.
May he rest in peace.
Didn't get enough.
Just kidding. He's not dead. He's just like he was never picked.
Right. Well, before we get into all the ups and downs of this episode, there are definitely ups and downs in the news, Bachelor Nation news this week. Get the really sad story out of the way, but
if you have some like triggers with like a loss of a child or pregnancy, maybe just like skip a couple, like just hit 30 seconds, like maybe three times, protect your peace. You don't need to hear this. But going into it, yeah, some really sad news. Sarah Heron has lost her, or she gave birth to her baby at 24 weeks, and sadly they lost him. They had named him Oliver, and this is just so devastating to see after she's been so open and honest with her journey, and I was so excited for her when she announced her pregnancy. So I'm really sad for her, and I hope she is able to find peace in all of this.
Just truly heartbreaking, and our hearts go out to her for sure. We've been so excited for her to have that success, and you know, she was so open from the beginning. Happier news, Claire secretly got married.
Good for her. Claire Crawley is off the market, and she looked amazing. The dress was gorgeous. The pictures are stunning. Good for her. I think it seems like she's in a really good place right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's a civilian. So it's like just going on that alone, it's like this feels like more real. And, you know, it seems like the right fit for her from what we can tell. So very excited for her. And then some weird headlines coming out of Caitlin Bristow did a podcast as a guest on Not Skinny, Not Fat. And interesting.
Just side note, behind the scenes, worst name for a podcast humanly possible.
Totally. Yeah. Not what we should be promoting at all in terms of body image. But yes, she had some sound bites about Chris Harrison ghosting her and how she was messaging him about when she got the hosting gig, like, oh, I can't replace you. Like, that's not what I'm doing. And just, he didn't respond. And she's like, wait, why are you not responding to me? And then he didn't respond. And so it felt like a true ghosting, but then I guess he had her, which I didn't listen to this part, but he had her on his podcast since Water Under the Bridge, apparently, like 2 weeks later after she said that. So
I don't know why it gives me the ick.
Yeah.
I feel like all of it gives me the ick.
Well, I think, like, it seemed like she had legitimate, like, reason to be like, well, why aren't you getting back to me? And then it seemed like he tried to spin it, from what I could hear from what I read about his response. Like, she just kind of took it back. It's like, I don't know. Like, just stand in what you said, I think. Like,
yeah.
I think he definitely was salty about it.
Oh, definitely. And like, do I blame him kind of ghosting her like that? Not really. Like, honestly, like, I hope that I will never be embroiled in a racism scandal, like, fingers crossed, hopefully. But I don't, like, it would be hard to be mad. You would be mad at the person who, like, got your job that you lost because you were shitty. Like, right? But
yeah, like, and it doesn't seem like you want to engage with them, maybe. Like, it's not like he could blame her or feel anything like angry towards her, but just like, I don't want to kind of, I could see not wanting to engage with, just like, I'm just gonna stay out of it.
Yeah, like, well, and also feel it's like he has like yet to take any responsibility for it.
Right.
So totally. I could see him like being pissed off that, like,
right, because she also spoke up. Because there were a lot of people in Bachelor Nation that just supported Chris and didn't really say anything against what he said. And she was like, you know, Rachel's a friend of mine. Like, this is not okay what he said. And so, yeah, he might have only been sort of connecting with his true supporters in his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, I mean, I didn't listen to his podcast, but from what it feels like, he's still not taking any real responsibility for his little role in all that.
Yeah. For sure. But then the other tidbit that came out that made headlines is she talked about on her season, there was a producer that she almost felt brainwashed about Nick, that there was a producer that was really sexualizing him to her, and would, after they had one-on-one time, this producer would come up to her and be like touching her lips, saying like, oh, how did he taste?
Ew, like, it's so gross. Like, so, so gross.
Yeah.
And like, this is so out of pocket that I just feel like you couldn't have made it up. Like, it's too disgusting. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I even listened to Nick's response, where, I mean, he was definitely salted over the part of like, well, you know, oh, I guess you were brainwashed. Like, you know, like you didn't have a choice. My God,
he needs to like grow up. He's 40s or something. He's in his 40s. Yeah. He needs, like, he truly needs to get a life a bit.
Yeah, but he did. He's like, oh, I'm sure it's true. Like, I can picture like which producer that would be. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, do you think that producer had like a hand in getting him to be the lead of The Bachelor?
That would be a good leap, I would say. Yeah. Yeah, just interesting. It gave me definitely the Unreal vibes. Like mm-hmm. that seems like something that would be scripted on that show. That you'd say, oh, I don't think they'd go that far. But they go that far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for Bachelor headlines that I can recall. So different stories this week, for sure.
Wide range. Ups and downs, yes. And sideways.
For sure. All right. So The Bachelor starts out this week. Sean Lowe, I want his agent. How does he get this gig where he just sort of has to like be at home, gets that appearance fee, doesn't really provide any real advice, just sort of like, oh, interested to see hear how it all plays out.
I don't understand what's happening.
He just has to call his friend Sean and check in, and yeah,
no, I got tricked.
Advice.
He was like, I'm calling his actual friend Sean. I genuinely was like, oh, we're gonna meet like one of his friends. Like, that's fun and interesting. No, I'm stupid, and it was real Sean.
Okay, light bulb moment here. You just made me think of something. You know, he's so desperate to find his best friend. Maybe Zach has no friends, and Sean currently is his best friend.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I actually, like, quite like Zach as, like, uh-huh. a person. You know, I feel like I said this in the first week, but he's kind of the person I think I'd get, like, or, like, the Bachelor I would get along with the best, because he's just, like, a bit of an odd duck, but you don't expect it.
Yeah, he seems normal. He doesn't seem Hollywood, in spite of having, you know, a Hollywood uncle. So, yeah, I could see that. He's probably a fun hang. But, yeah, this was just sort of a nothing segment.
Truly a waste of my time.
As was Jesse coming in and teasing, like, ooh, the first date isn't today because it's tonight. Like, what kind of twist is that? I don't know.
Again, a waste of my time.
They're still doing the age 44. He's the host. So he's still getting that treatment. I guess they're committing to that bit.
Sure. Have fun with that, Bachelor.
And the first date, so it's going to be 2 one-on-ones and 1 large group date. So again, everybody's getting a date. They skipped over the whole part where people don't get dates. I'm happy for that, because I feel like at least we get to see everyone on our screen, and we don't have those couple participants who don't go on dates and then are just eliminated. So
yeah, I do really hate that. So I appreciate the small pivot here.
Yeah. The date card says, I want a love for the ages. It goes to Katie. And this date ends up being at the Natural History Museum, which they haven't really done anything quite like this date. What were your thoughts on Katie getting this date? And
this is my dream date.
Okay.
I want to go to a museum. I want to sleep over at a museum. I actually have slept over at a museum. I was like a brownie. I was in brownies. I think that's like our version of like Girl Scouts. And we got to sleep over at the Science Museum in Toronto, and it was like the best night of my life, besides this past Sunday when I fell asleep at 8:25. That was also the best night of my life.
All right. So late night Haley was, you know, back in the brownie days, and that's when you'd stay up late and
yes.
go to the museum.
Yeah. No, that was
out of your system.
Yeah. My partying days were when I was 8.
Nice. Yeah, pre-COVID I did like an overnight, but it was like an adult's like night out at the museum. I didn't really sleep, I would say, because I just felt a little uncomfy doing that with all these people, but it was fun to be at the Science Museum.
Oh, yeah. No, I could never sleep at a place like that again. I need like a very specific circumstance to sleep. And I need my little iPad, my little headphones and my head blanket, and my perfectly formed pillows. And mm-hmm. or else like baby girl is not falling asleep.
Right. Right. But yeah, I liked that they did this date. It felt like something different and just something that, you know, you probably in real life couldn't do on your own. Like you couldn't rent out the whole museum, but you could go to a museum and go to like a late night event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just have that exploring, that feel of like, oh, we're trying something different, kind of feeling like a kid again. But the twist especially was that they had this tent set up and he asked Katie, oh, so I'd like to spend more time with you, after he gives her the rose. How about spending the night here? So I see what they're trying to do. It was kind of like that. They did it way back when, I think on Jason's season, maybe like an overnight tent date. And then wasn't it Chris Soule's season where we got teased about a tent and then never appeared?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And honestly, in the preview, they made it seem like a lot more sexy time, but no sexy time was ever mentioned.
No, I mean, in fact, there were twin beds set up in there that they had to push together. It didn't look the most comfortable.
No. Do you think this is a little too early to be doing this?
I think it didn't pay off how they wanted to. Like, everyone was totally chill when she came in. They only got maybe one sound bite of Brooklyn being like, that seemed like a walk of shame. Like, they didn't get anyone to really say that except for her. So maybe if they had done it, maybe if they had flipped the order and had Katie meet the parents and had Christina get this date, like she might have, I don't know, because the women were already kind of against her, maybe they would have brought up more of that side of like
maybe
comments about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I'm just thinking of like me in this, and I would be like, oh, I met you 24 hours ago. Like, I don't want to sleep in a tent with you. Like, I would be like, no.
You're thinking it was just like, should Zach and Katie be doing that? I was thinking more like for the show's narrative.
No, yeah. I think you're like thinking about it the right way. I'm thinking about it as like the main character of the story, and that I would be a little uncomfy, but I wouldn't, but I would want to jump at the opportunity to hang out with him more. But I'd also be like, I don't do well on a lack of sleep, so I will need to sleep. And also, I, again, need very specific, you know, things around me to sleep. And one of those is a good Wi-Fi connection and a plug nearby, because my emotional support iPad dies at 95%.
Yeah, this date also gave me, did you watch Friends?
I not when it was on. I do believe I have, at this point in my life, seen all of it.
Because I think Ross and Rachel's like first time was like at his museum, like behind one of the exhibits or something.
Sure.
So it gave me that kind of vibes.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
What do you think of their connection? Are we upset that we didn't draft Katie?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people this episode that I'm big mad we didn't draft.
Yeah.
I like them. I don't find her particularly the most interesting, but they are a good fit.
Yeah, her story was kind of, I've never done anything romantic, or I've never experienced anything romantic. And I just find that hard to believe. I mean, I'll take her at her word, but, you know, I get that she dated someone that wasn't great, but like you never went on like any kind of romantic date, nothing, like no dance in high school that was somewhat, you know, like just nothing.
I just need the men of the world to stop being so shitty to women. Just like stop. Just like whatever you're doing, think about it for 15 minutes and then don't do it if it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did like how she was just like, yeah, I'm just looking for a good guy. And he's like, you deserve like way more than that. Like he really stepped up. You deserve this kind of date. And
yeah, I liked what he said. He was like, no, like that is bare minimum, my friend. Like let's pick it up here. Let's aim for the stars.
Right. Yeah. Anything else about this date? I like their pajamas.
I was so cute. They had like little matching pajamas. I don't think they fit Zach's vibe, but I appreciate that he went for it.
Yeah. And I would have like, that's the kind of like cool free gift that not, they're not going to be so jealous of you, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to use these.
Yeah. You don't care about like the jumpsuit wedding dress later on in the episode, but you're like, heck yes, some jammies.
Exactly. Yeah. That is not as practical. So I feel like, even if it's a practical thing for a wedding, you're not going to end up with him. So it would be weird to like reuse that.
How do you feel about a silk jammy?
I feel like it's maybe more for lounging. Maybe like practically you'd like slide out of bed. I don't know. I don't really ever. I don't think I've had them.
I don't think I have either. And I do have some concerns. Like I get really sweaty, like would they be gross and sweaty again? You're right, sticky. Slipping out of bed, how would that work? I don't know, would I be like too cold almost because it like doesn't have that like nice softness of warmth?
I've been wanting to try a silk pillowcase. I hear that recommended a lot, but I haven't. I think that would be my first foray into having something silk on the bed. But
I do also want one of those, but my issue is my like, you know how everyone has a baby blanket, et cetera, et cetera. I still have mine, obviously. And I use it exclusively under my head. Like I can never find a pillow that is what I need it to be. So I have to fold my head blanket up to like be what I need, like I need my head to be at, or like if I'm sleeping on my left, my right side, which I have my like ear pierced, I need to like create a little hole for my ear to go in so it doesn't poke my head. So like there would be no point of me having the silk because I would still sleep on a blanket,
right?
And I do end
it's
up
too late to change it at this point.
I can't. We've been doing this for like 30 years at this point, so we're not switching it up,
right? Well, The Bachelor is not switching it up with the group date because this is Bachelor Bowl 5. We're
excited
to see this return.
We cannot do this anymore. We cannot throw these women and men into a football game and just let them get hurt. Like we
Somebody
saw an injury
behind
with
the
like,
scenes loves this. Somebody is like advocating for this every season.
Yeah, because they want to take a few women out like beforehand with hospital bills so they don't have to take them to the Bahamas.
Right.
Like somebody was in a sling and we don't even know how they got in the sling.
That was odd. That was odd. And then
was it Genevieve who like her name was called at the rose ceremony and she like walks up in the sling and we're like, what?
Right. And way to give away that like Genevieve doesn't make it far, because otherwise we're seeing that story play out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get Hannah Storm and Jesse commentating. So I think they also want to get their bang for their buck with Jesse, I guess. Like he's a sports commentator. So
I guess so. Did you remember that Hannah Storm was on Bachelor Winter Games?
I did, but I was more surprised that like she brought it up, you know, because it's almost like that was the pre-Jesse era. So it's like you weren't commentating with Jesse there. Not like, hey, good to see you again. I mean, I guess they were on the past season, Clayton, but.
True. Does that feel like a fever dream?
That definitely does, because it's just these couples that nobody came out of that stayed, you know, and it was just a one and done thing.
But it got like a lot of balls rolling that like affected real life.
It definitely like Dawson Haben would not be here without that show.
Nor do I think like Kevin and Astrid's child, August, they wouldn't be here either.
Wouldn't have been cast anywhere, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, okay. What year... Amy, this is a trivia question.
Oh.
What year did Bachelor Winter Games air on our televisions?
Oh my goodness. This was a long time ago, I feel like. Was it 2018?
It was.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was what I liked about that is that we actually got people on Paradise that we knew that were from other countries. Whereas when they tried to do it this past season, it was just like, okay, these people are out of place. We know nothing about them and they're not getting any edit. So we're not rooting for them. We're not really invested.
Yeah. Like it made sense that everyone was coming from all over the world because it was like a Bachelor Winter Games.
Mm-hmm.
Where right. This like, yeah, it didn't make as much sense. Anyway, God, what a time to be alive that was.
Right. And that seems like something that maybe would have come out of COVID or something. But no, it was before.
It was pre-COVID. They were going to do another one of these, but COVID happened.
I know. I would like them to revive something like it. It just was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. So this was, yeah, see who can get injured. It was a little odd starting out that, was it Anastasia? Somebody was hurt right away, but then they weren't really hurt. They're like, no, I'm fine. But they made it like this. Jump to commercial. What's happened?
I am telling you, Amy.
Ambulance.
I am faking an in. I, you know, I'm real breaking my arm to get out of this. I have no interest. My joints don't fit in my sockets right. Like I would have a dislocated shoulder, and I'd rather have control over my injury and like break my own arm.
Mm. So
I'm not participating.
Move.
Yeah, I would. I
fall down before anything happens.
I would probably leave some lunch meat out on the patio and then eat it so I'd have food poisoning and didn't have to go to this.
I thought you were going to say you were going to like throw it down and make it look like something was falling out of your body.
You know what? That's better. That's a better idea. That's less intestinal yeah. distress for me.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the team names?
Okay. I did like that they had some humor here instead of just like, oh, the Rose Girls or, you know, I feel like they... The Balzacs and the Shell. I like Shell Crushers better. It was a little more like, huh, I don't know, subtle maybe.
Yeah, it was subtle. I don't know. Like sexual humor can be funny, but not when it's like the Balzacs and they're dressed in blue. LOL. Like that's
right.
Not what I'm here
I
for.
To drive that home a little too much. Maybe if the, oh, and they it show the women both, coming up with it.
Shell Crushers is like Ball Crushers, I guess. Right.
Oh,
I don't know what
just because of
it.
Shell Cross.
Yeah.
Skull. I don't know.
Oh, that could be it, too. That, you right. know, I'll go with yours because that grosses me out less.
I would like to see that, like the women come up with a name, though. But yeah, I don't think they would have come up with either of these. Yeah, not our dream date. We already saw our dream date at the beginning in the History Museum.
Yeah, but... we are nerds. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we are. I also just completely, you know what? And I like sports. If this was a baseball day, I probably would have paid attention. But honestly, because it's a football day, I just didn't pay attention to what was happening. And I know at one point Christina was like, we have to come back and win. And then somehow they did win. I don't know how we got from point A to point B. And I do not care.
Yeah, it's basically like you don't have to know anything about football. You just watch. It's always going to be tied at some point, and then one team's going to pull ahead, and it's, you know, I'm sure the team that the producers want to pull ahead. They'll find a way. Or if not, then Zach would have invited everyone to come. I was kind of surprised he didn't pull that move because it seems like he's trying to give everyone fair time and all of that. But no, they actually had a consequence. The losing team had to go back brokenhearted, not go to the after party. But some interesting developments came out of the after party. So let's just jump there.
Yeah. Do you think it was like rigged?
I think so. I think they wanted Christina, although Christina said she's done CrossFit since she was 14. I didn't even know it was still like, I thought it was relatively new.
Christina's very young.
She is young. Yeah. So
it does feel very new, but she was, how old did she say? 14?
Oh, she's 26 now. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was only like 12 years ago, which like lines up.
Right. Right. So they go to this place called Clifton's Cabinet of Curiosities. Looked like a cool setting.
Yeah. I want to know more about this place. Like, you've been to Niagara Falls. Did you ever go to like the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is it one of those places where it shows me weird stuff? Because I'd be in. Like, I want to go to another museum.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, is it, like, kind of like a magic place? Or is it just, I don't know.
I think another I think it's more of a restaurant. Mm. But it's, like, a theme restaurant.
Okay, I could see that. But hey, they got their name recognition in there, so.
Yeah, good for them. Like, I would like to go, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it is working for me.
They really start to show Christina kind of having this attitude that all the other women seem to be, you know, not a fan of, where just anything she says, they're taking, you know, as an affront. I feel like some of these things she said were pretty benign. Later on, I think they had a point, but at first it was just like, oh, we don't need to feel guilty about winning because like we all want our time with him. Like I came here for him. I think that's totally fine to say.
Yep.
So at this point, I wasn't really like thinking there was much there. And then they show her talking about her one-on-one a lot and Brooklyn getting upset about how she's bringing up one-on-one. Again, I don't know. I didn't find this to be like, I feel like that's fair to bring up. Like, oh, this is my first group date.
Yeah. And I guess it's annoying. Probably be annoyed, but I would hold it inside and just resent her from the inside. Christina did share something interesting on her Instagram, which was that one of her ITMs from last night's episode, she was wearing the same dress as her one-on-one date. So that ITM was likely taken from that one-on-one date. But I don't think that makes up for what she said later. Like, I don't think any amount of editing could make her say what she said later in the group date. So, like,
I see that post, too. It was just sort of like her saying, like getting the rose. So it made it seem like she was talking about, like, how she really wanted that group date rose.
Mm-hmm.
But yet. Yeah, it fits the narrative of how she reacted to it. Like, she did want the rose. Yeah, at first, I didn't know what she was trying to say because I was looking at him like, because her outfit was so similar. So I think they were hoping that nobody caught it. But obviously, if it's your own outfit and, like, there are people that are really astute looking for those kind of things, that they will take something set at a totally different time and put it in. And I think, like, it's probably against the contract to be pointing that out for her, but maybe she doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't think she doesn't care.
Yeah. But, yeah, at first I was just like, okay, yeah, it's just annoying, but just, like, don't confront her about it. It's, you know.
It's, like, not worth it. It's not worth your time.
There's always that one that's going to say, like, oh, like, it's so hard for me because I had my first one-on-one and now I have to be on a group date.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I don't feel sorry for you because I've only had group dates.
Yeah. Where I do think the girls were in the right standing up to her was when Charity ended up with the group date rose and she was like, well, I'm confused. Like, I don't understand why you got it. That was not cool. I do think the girls did have a you know, a leg to stand on. Yeah. But there's also something I saw about, like, the producers gave her more drinks than everyone else, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of weird stuff going on here.
Was she saying that, or
where did you know, that? I can't remember where I saw that. But yeah. Somebody said, like, I can't remember quite where I saw it, but it was like a source says, like, she was getting more drinks than everyone else.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, she definitely, like, some of her comments just seem like not self-aware, not reading the room. But that one was just definitely over the line. It's like, to not, like, sort of, I don't know, just kind of congratulate her, at least just bite your tongue and just say, like, oh, like, nice.
Well, like, and it's like, girly, have you seen this show before? If you got the 101 date last week, you are never getting that group date rose right on, like, the very next date.
Or you shouldn't want it, because everyone's going to be, like, extra upset with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna be a target even more. So, yeah, just ruining Charity's moment. And, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, the other woman stuck up for her in that moment.
Yeah. And, you know, at Charity on this date was exactly what we've been saying she is, like, and it's funny that Zach pointed it out too, like, exactly what we've been saying is that she just kind of, like, has this light about her, and she's just immediately like, so interesting. And I just, big fan of her.
Yeah. She's super charming. I feel like she has really cute mannerisms that, you know, like in a rom-com when they're like, I love the way you crinkle your nose and do this. Like, I just feel like she's got that kind of, like, rom-com-y vibe, like there's something quirky about her, but, like, also just very, like, calm, cool, collected, and they just have a, like, really good chemistry. I really like them. So I was kind of worried that somebody else would get the group date. I was like, what if it did go to Christina, just to create more of that target? So I was really happy to see that she got that. Somebody that had a harder time on this date, maybe made a wrong move, was Bailey. So it's kind of like what Madison did the night one. Like, you call out Zach and be like, I think, like, we're not totally connecting. And he's just going to send you home.
Yeah. And, like, he doesn't have a good poker face.
Right. Maybe that's what's behind it. Like, he just can't fake it. So if they're going to come up to him,
he's going to be like,
miss out on travel. Like, Bailey, come on. You were set to go to travel dates.
Yeah, it was just, you know, and I appreciate that he's, like, pretty upfront when asked about it. He's not just like, yeah, well, like, there could be something here, and then sends him home at the very next rose ceremony. Like, I do appreciate that he's like, you know what, I'm really not, I don't think you're the one. So if you just want to, like, head on home, have a great time, I'll see you at the reunion.
Right, right. Yeah, I think, too, like, if you're coming to a conversation and you bring up, like, yeah, I feel like we've regressed, I just feel like that's the wrong way to achieve what Bailey wanted to achieve. Like, I think if you feel like you're regressing, like, maybe just try to create a moment, try to get, like, a mini date going, or just sort of don't actually say it out loud. You know what I mean? Like, just try to test it out. Like, act as if, you know, everything's fine in that moment. I think she wanted that reassurance, but maybe there would be another way to kind of feel that out and just try to, like, you know, they had a spark to begin with. So maybe there'd be, like,
but did they, like, their first kiss was so awkward. And, like, that's, I feel true, like, she really just, like, made fun of him for not knowing her name. I just, like, never got the feeling that they were doing well.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it was kind of the same thing with Madison, where, like, if he didn't feel, like, if he didn't like the kiss, then he's like, I don't know about that, because he initiated it, but it was more of an apology kiss. So, one of my early draft picks gone. And this was not the first person to leave. We'll talk about that later, but it set up a very strange rose ceremony where there's only one person to get eliminated, which I thought wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I would say for, like, a fairly boring episode, there was a lot of, like, pretty surprising moments.
For sure. Anything else about this group date that you went
to? I don't think so. It was pretty, you know, I'm glad they just did the one group date, because the two group dates last week where they cut half of it was kind of a snooze. So I'm glad we didn't worry about that.
Yeah, definitely. So Allie got the other one-on-one. I was kind of surprised because I feel like we haven't gotten to know her that well up to this point.
I have to agree with you. I was very surprised. I absolutely adored her, though. Like, she is so fun. She's so bubbly. I think her and Zach are just, like, such a great match. Because we haven't seen too much of her thus far, I don't have super high hopes, but I really, really enjoyed them.
But did you enjoy...
No.
Would this be a date you didn't
know? No, I would... No. I would not be doing it. I would not jump out of a plane. I hate heights. Like, I can't even look over a small stairwell without getting weak in the knees. Like, if I had to do this, I'm not kidding, I would pass out and be like the one like falling, and they would have to like pull the parachute because I'd be literally passed out.
Yeah.
Also, Emily, sure, who's been on this podcast before, texted me being like, "Do they not remember when they almost killed Rachel?" Like, on Matt James' season? Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't used to do, like, full-on skydiving dates, and they've started to do it, and it's just like, no.
Like, I'd be like, absolutely never. Not. Like, why can't I go to the museum? Why can't I go to the museum? I have to do it this? No.
They must, like, sit with the lead and be like, hey, is there anything that you really wanted to do? And it must be, like, the leads want to do it, because... If the lead didn't want to, they wouldn't, you know, like, they would get to probably make that call. Then there was somebody in the bio that wanted to go skydiving. At least give it to that person. I actually went back to check if that was Allie, and it wasn't. So I don't know. I guess peer pressure, TV pressure is a big thing, because, yes, she was totally game.
I'm not doing it. Frightened. I'm absolutely not doing it. And I'm not doing one of those things where I'm like crying and just be like, no, not for me. I'll go up in the plane ride. But I'm not. I'm not jumping on a plane. I'm not doing it.
What was the point? Like, she looked great in the jumpsuit, but like, what was the point of doing that? Like, there's no like faking when she's like at an airplane hangar and they have like this, they didn't do anything with it. You know, it was like a fake altar. And then he's just like, oh, well, want to go see what we're doing?
Yeah, it was so weird. And it was like an uncomfortable outfit to jump out of a plane in.
Right. I think maybe they were trying to, the date card said, are you ready to fall in love? But I don't think it emphasized the word fall or anything. So I think if you get that, you might think like, oh, it's a photo shoot date or something like that. But yeah, I don't think it paid off how they wanted them to. I also noticed they zoomed in on a caution sign, and the caution sign said, caution, propellers rip off heads.
What was that about?
That's extreme. That was a little much. I don't know. But yeah, be careful around the propeller, everyone. And as if the skydiving wasn't enough, I would have been wiped out at that point. But I would, like you, I would have refused. But let's just say after that point, they went to a hot tub at a winery. It just felt like a lot for one day.
And it didn't even end there. Like, that wasn't even the last part of it.
Exactly. So then they had dinner and a private concert. And did you know this artist, Griffin Palmer?
I didn't. But you know who did know this artist?
Jesse Palmer.
Jesse Palmer, yeah. Literal related to.
And why was that not brought up? Like, I feel like bring us in a little behind the scenes. Like, have Jesse introduce him, right? Like, I feel like that could have been fun, but.
Would have been fun.
Call out the nepotism here.
They're cousins. He is Canadian. Griffin Palmer is Canadian. Okay, let's figure out where he's from. Griffin Palmer birthplace. We love a Canadian here. Pickering. Wow. Pickering, Ontario. What a thrill for him. Good for him. Lives in Nashville now, don't they all? Anyway. Yeah, I was just like, what kind of nepotism BS is this, my friend?
Right. Yeah, I think I saw it teased like on social, and I was like, oh yeah, I get to perform and like see my cousin. Like, I just thought it was, you know, like, oh haha, because we have our last name is Palmer, we're all cousins. But no
literal cousin.
Yeah. And Allie, obviously, she gets that private concert, so she was given the rose as well. Yeah, I'm not seeing like long-term potential for them, but I do really like them together.
I think she could be a great bachelorette frontrunner.
Ooh, I would like that.
Yeah, she's like she just has the good vibes.
Definitely. And then the cocktail party is canceled. We know what that means.
Pool party.
Pool party.
Be tired of this. Not the pool party itself, but like the Zach needs to cancel the cocktail party because we're doing a pool party. Like, I'm over that.
Yeah. And I feel like they were all expecting it. They're like, we've been waiting for the pool party. So it's like, okay, if they do one every season and they know they're probably going to travel soon, like this is the week it's going to be. And it seems like it's always like there's always some kind of drama that comes out of it. I would not, if I was in the house, I wouldn't take it as a good sign to get this pool party because somebody's going to be talking about you behind your back.
Yeah.
And that's what happens here. It's Brianna that brings it up.
Yeah. And I will say in the preview, I thought like Brianna was making a bad choice by doing this. But once we get to the episode and she's like, hey, pieces, I'm leaving anyway.
Right.
I'm blowing up this place on my way out.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. You got no stake in the game any longer. I think that, hey, if you're leaving, yeah, you might as well tell them all the drama. Like, why not?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's a good time to head out. She totally picked up all of Zach's signals correctly. I think he was maybe keeping her around because of the America's Rose thing, but he wasn't really convincing when like she would confront him about like, hey, like what's going on with our connection? Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, no poker face. He seemed like kind of relieved when she's like, yeah, so I'm going to leave. He's like, yeah, you can't force it. Like it just seemed like he did not like he was going to let her go and like maybe like that she made that choice instead. But then she's like, well, just so you know, like I'm okay saying this because I'm heading out, but you know, I kind of want to speak up for the other women that are feeling uncomfortable, and I think like this affected our connection. So I think she had a fair point. And then,
I think you're
gonna do that, it's not a good move when you're still like wanting to compete and wanting to like see your chances. And you know, she had tried to kind of bring it up before. And last week it was kind of shown like, okay, like she just interpreted Christina's joke a little differently. But yeah, this week there was a lot of mounting evidence against Christina. So she actually named Christina and said she's intimidating people. And I don't know if I like how Zach went about this, like with all the women all together, like, hey, you know, I heard that there's some like intimidation going on and I'm gonna have to talk to people individually. And he's like, hey, Christina, can I talk
to
you?
I didn't love that either. Because it was very much like, so we know who the problem is here. I don't know. I thought maybe he should have been like, does anybody want to come talk to me? Or is there anything we want to share? I don't know what the best approach is to this without feeling like the whole group is ganging up on Christina.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, even maybe not like calling it out, just saying like, oh, you know, like there's something she mentioned to me and I just want more time with everyone individually or something. But yeah, it just seemed like a little obvious. And so I can get other people ganging up on her, but yeah, what did you think of Christina's reaction?
I think it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe she was a few tequila sunrises in.
Yeah, she was just kind of like, this would be a big mistake. It's a big misunderstanding. But she also said, like, you know, I get it. Like, I get like what you have to do. Like, it seemed like she knew that she was probably like big chance of going home because of that. Mm-hmm. But he didn't like send her home right then. But at the rose ceremony, she was the one to not get the last rose.
I was genuinely shocked. I have some friends and we have a little bit of a bachelor league, and my people who I said were going home this week were Bailey, Brianna and Mercedes. And when it came down
to
when it came down to Christina and Mercedes, I was like, I have got this. I have to somehow convince them. Like, I don't read spoilers. Like, I just know this show. And then they're like, Mercedes. And I was like, Ethan and I literally went, whoa. Like, we were, what is happening? Like, I was so shocked.
Wow. Yeah. See, I would have probably said like Davia or I don't know, but yeah, it was just not on my radar that they would let like someone who's had so much airtime go at this point.
Yeah, but it makes sense because I feel like we've seen a lot of her big moments, like from the preview, like we've seen them already, but still, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So like what you said about Katie's season, it kind of makes sense. Like someone like a Thomas was causing drama early on, but he didn't last that long. And then someone else brought the drama. And so, yeah, who do you think is next to kind of be that person, cause conflict?
Let me think about it. I feel like we were seeing somebody, but I can't quite remember who it was that it felt like it was going to be. I'm not sure. Who do you think?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I feel like there will be more. Like, we're not resting on the drama front.
I mean, I guess I would say maybe, like, Greer, just as what we know about her outside of this.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe Brooklyn. Like, I don't know. In, like,
I feel like Brooklyn's more of a vigilante than, like, a true drama starter.
Right, right. She seems like she was getting more like upset by things.
Yeah.
All right. And then the closing segment was talking about the ick. What gives you the ick, Haley?
Oh, I mean, we've been through it. We're like, bad names give me the ick. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Gosh, I'm not. Am I shallow? Yes. Am I that shallow? I don't know. Why would give me the ick? Because I just, like, it's been so long since, like, I've had a crush on somebody that it's hard for me to, like, think back into those days.
Yeah, the only one that stands out to me from way back when was there this guy that I was seeing, and then, like, he had a cat, and then when he was petting his cat, like, he had, like, it was kind of like Dr. Evil, like, it was, like, his finger, and I was like, I cannot. Like, not like, not like in a joking way, like that was just the way he was doing it. I was so like, I can't see it any other way now. Oh, yeah. And I wasn't a big cat person at that time, so I like them now, but it's still,
yeah, you're suspect. Like,
I'm out on that. Yeah,
that's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really date beforehand, so it was hard for me to, like, I never got like a, oh, I have to break up with you because of this, because I just never did any breaking up.
Yeah, you were at that point. Like, I don't know who said it on the episode, but they're like, well, now, like, I really know him, so, like, nothing, like, would be, like, put me to that point. Like,
yeah,
you had gotten far enough with Ethan where you're like, okay, like, I think we're, like, serious.
Yeah, you know what? It was, like, when we moved in together that I was, like, I learned some things. I was like, girl, like, what are we doing here?
Totally.
I regret, like, we have a mortgage now, so we can't break up, but
yeah, you know, but maybe. Let's work on this.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into our questions.
Thank you to Justin Feinberg for posting the thread last week for me, because I didn't do it. So we have a few last week questions in there too.
Nice. Perfect. All right, last week Gary Hogan says, genuinely asking regarding the whole bad bitch segment through the drama afterwards, what even is this show anymore? Is there a way we can let production know to cut out trying to create fake drama? We don't need someone new coming in to insult the women. It's also unfair they set her up like that too. Bad all around.
Yeah, you know what? That's not something I thought about, was like setting Tajwan up for failure. Now that you say it, I'm mad about it. I am mad about it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, this was another thing where it's like, okay, let's keep her around. Like, yeah, why bring her in if she's not going to stay? Just for some insults. So I agree. Ooh, a fashion question. Allison Hoden, are dark wash jeans out? Every woman had light wash jeans on the group date.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm a millennial, so it's hard. I don't know if I'm the authority on this, but I like dark wash jeans. I mean, like how often?
I remember when like you would never wear, like no one would wear light wash. It was like, yeah. You could only have, if you're going to wear jeans, it's just dark wash.
I do prefer, I like a medium wash. I don't want to go too light, too dark. I also own one pair of jeans because I own almost exclusively wear soft pants.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely am still rocking the dark wash as well. But I also think it's kind of like, not that they're out, but just like group think kind of maybe. Like, mm-hmm. So if everyone's packed those, like, oh, what are you wearing today? You know, kind of thing.
You know what I want from jeans? I want them to be all one color and none of the like faux rips, but not faux rips. It's like when they have like that little, have that bit of like, I don't know, like not like a patch, but it's like a little bit of the fabric's torn. And it's like, I don't want that. And mm-hmm. I don't want like the like lines across my thighs. You know, a lot of jeans have that. I don't want that. I just want all one color.
Yeah. Justin Feinberg, would Zach have given Christina Mandrell a more enthusiastic and reassuring response if instead of telling him she's a mom, she told him that she appeared in Taylor Swift's music video for 15?
I mean, that is a pretty cool fun fact. I will say 15 is a bad song.
Yeah. Would he even know it?
No. Definitely not. Maybe. Do you think Zach has ever listened to All Too Well 10-minute version?
No.
For sure. No, he hasn't. He should. Everyone should.
And then Josh Creek wants to know, if you meet the family and Uncle Patrick isn't there, did you really meet the family?
No, you're right. You haven't.
Right. But apparently some women did meet him. It just wasn't shown.
So, good point.
Still haven't solved that mystery, but I have to think he's going to show up when it's like, although maybe not. I was thinking that he'd show up like in the true family visit, but that's usually like at some resort.
I just feel like they wouldn't cut his only appearance.
Yeah, that's my thought too. And then questions for this week. Hi, ladies. After watching this last episode, I can't help thinking that Christina might be back later in the season. Do you think Zach is really done with her? He seemed somewhat hesitant in his decision to let her go. And after so much screen time, it's surprising to see her go at this point. I'm also wondering if Zach would have made the decision to send her home if Christina hadn't been a single mom. Maybe this was his out. Love listening to your show every week on my way to work. Christine.
Thanks, Christine. I also think this is a little bit of an out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And while I... Based on the preview, I don't feel like she comes back, but I see where you're coming from. I also feel like he isn't really done with her.
Yeah, I think the way she left, and it seems like it could be set up for that, but
yeah,
they'd have to be really good at like covering it. I think maybe if there was like one more week in LA. But although, remember, we saw Alea like show up in Cleveland. So there definitely would be a way. I'm sure they would ask her, but maybe she just thinks like, maybe she turned it down. Like maybe they offered her like, hey, and she's a mom and might just say like, no, I just want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. And based on like her kind of calling out production, I don't know. I feel like things weren't left off great.
Right. And then we have from George. Hi again, Amy and Haley. We had another appearance of Sean Lowe this episode. With the amount of screen time he is receiving, what are the chances Sean Lowe is the next host of the show when Jesse Palmer steps down from hosting? Do we think Jesse stepping down anytime soon?
No. I also think it would look real shady of Sean to take up that post after him being like, well, I would never do it after you fired my friend Chris Harrison. Like, I already think it's shady that he's even on the show again.
Right.
Like shady, but like stick to your convictions if you actually feel this way, dude.
Yeah, for sure. I think he could have like had a run at getting the gig if he had like put his hat in the ring, but he was definitely like not doing that, like making a point that he was just like not gonna watch the show. But I think like it could have been a choice. He's not really super hosty, but
no.
I can see them saying like, oh, he's our success story kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also, what are the chances Hannah Storm was actually at the Bachelor Bowl? Her and Jesse did all the commentary post game, right? Oh,
I don't know.
See, this is the kind of thing I don't pick up on.
Yeah, I just believe what they tell me.
Right, but that kind of makes sense.
It does. It totally does. But it never would have even
with anyone.
No, it would never whisk by my mind.
Yeah, like are they gonna get the intel that Gabby peed her pants while she was playing at the moment to comment on it?
I forgot about that.
Oh, this is why, like, another reason we need you, George, to let us in on something that should have been obvious. And why did we get the opening kickoff drama with Anastasia going down hurt, but not get a dramatic ambulance scene to explain Genevieve ending up with her arm in a sling? Okay. Now that makes sense too. Like that ambulance was not for Anastasia. We saw like a clip of an ambulance, but nothing like happening with it.
Yeah. My only guess is that Genevieve leaves next week.
I mean, we don't see much with Anastasia either. So
no.
They're both on my list for going home. I think they film an ambulance scene for every season of The Bachelor. Like, or they just use the same one.
Yeah.
And then
Emily Sher told me that this, I think she said that this is where the women's football team in San Diego plays. This is their field. And It's the team of Casey Clark from The Challenge of Big Brother.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you rather play tackle football on a bachelor group date or jump out of a plane?
I jump out of a plane, honestly.
Oh, really?
No, okay, I would hate both. I'm faking an injury for either one.
And then which theory sounds most plausible for Christina's edit this week? One, Christina was given a shady edit and some of her comments were taken out of context. Two, Christina was overserved alcohol by production, causing her true colors to show. Three, Zach was still reeling from last week's news that she has a child and he was looking for a reason to send her packing. Four, all answers are correct.
Yeah, I do think her edit was a bit shady. But again, they can't like make you say something that you haven't said.
Right. I think for sure we know that one comment was taken out of context because she showed us that was from last week. But yeah, some of her comments definitely were like shady.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would lean towards most of these are correct.
Yeah. And also like Christina being overserved, 2 drinks per hour actually is quite a bit when you're tiny.
Yeah, definitely. And then finally, based on the season so far, who do you feel Zach is leaning towards as being his best friend at the end of the season? I feel like it's probably someone that we haven't even talked about.
Because Sean keeps being like, it might be somebody you're not expecting.
That's true.
Interesting.
And it seems like all his makeout points, it's just no one that really stands out to me. Like he's like, oh, I really love like my time with Ariel. And then do you notice that Catherine is now Kat? Now that Kat left. Catherine is Cat with a K.
I didn't even know there was a Catherine.
Yeah, that's the Julia Roberts one.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he really likes her, but she like hasn't
Oh, yes,
really
I
shown...
did know there was a Catherine. I was thinking of her. I thought she was a Caitlin, and her and Katie were like the Katie contingency. Like he likes both of those girlies.
Yeah, I could see either one of those.
Jess, like I find her just an absolute snooze, but she seems perfect for him.
And Greer has really dropped off. I don't think, you know, it could be like an Abigail situation where she got the first impression rose and then never ends up with a date. And we're just like,
sure,
wait, isn't there something there?
Yeah.
So, or they might be, maybe they're under editing her now. I don't know if they could have like made that change at this point, but you know, based on like what came out about her, but. Yeah, I don't, there's still not any one person that I'm like, definitely. I like him in Charity also. So like, I think they have best friend vibes. But yeah, I'll be like interested in like a keep us guessing if it's someone that mm-hmm. I don't like when it's so obvious. So
I agree.
All right, let's get into our draft. Oh my goodness, the listeners have taken the lead.
Wow. Good on them.
Definitely. both one-on-one dates, Allie and Katie are on their team and they didn't lose anyone. So, you know, they got those five like taken out of right at the beginning, but they're hanging on to these strong five that they have. They have Ariel, who had like some makeout points, Allie, Brooklyn, Katie, and Catherine. So
I'm falling behind quick. Wow.
Yes, I'm in second with 113, down two picks. So I'm at five as well. I have Gabby, Charity, Jess, Genevieve, and Mercedes. And then you are in third with 83, hurt by getting only five bonus points. You lost one, Christina, and you have Anastasia, Greer, Kylie, and Davia. Like Kylie and Davia, like I feel like are non-entities too. So
I'm not gonna do well. I'm screwed.
Resigned.
I'm absolutely screwed here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, and I only have four people left. Is that correct? Damn. I'm absolutely screwed.
But we each the five and five and four. So that part's not
yeah,
that bad.
It's not yeah, that I'm just not bad, saying but my team are. Is not good.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Anastasia, like, she seems great. She seems like he's into her, but then I get her mixed up with Ariel, and so she's not super standing out. Yeah, that's where we are. So, good job, listeners. I think you're going to win.
Me.
Yeah, but it is fun. I like that we mixed it up. Keeps us me on our too. Toes.
I'm also devastated.
Did you get any takes from Doug this week?
I did. Give me 1 second. All right. He said, "How on earth is the football game in this show still allowed? It's such a death trap." On that note, would you rather play in the football game, admit to pissing yourself on national television, or both? Again, I am faking an injury. The choice of Sean Merriman to be on this show was pretty frustrating. Not only did he take steroids while in the NFL, he also has some pretty terrible accusations that made about his personal life. Why couldn't they just bring back Clay? I will have to believe you on that one. I am not looking into it. The NFL is one of my big blind spots when it comes to professional sports, and I refuse to fill it. Thank you very much. How far had the show fallen when we needed to see the host's cousin as a musical act? Have we somehow entered a world where even Tennille Arts is too good for this show?
Yeah, this definitely was like thrown in there. He was like another interesting building that they were in. He was kind of not on a stage. He was just like kind of in a vestibule off to the side, and they were down like on another level. But yeah, they have to do something.
At 9:40, I would have bet everything I have that we were not getting a rose ceremony. But sure enough, here we are. Is Zach just a robot that makes logical decisions all the time? Yeah, he is approaching this very logically.
Right. That reminds me that I didn't go over the questions from George and the results. So.
Oh, yeah. And then I think we also have questions from this week too.
I thought I was at the end of the email and there's like just because I saw double space.
Sorry, that is my fault. I'll finish Doug Six real quick. Yes. I was like, was I just not like it is very likely my brain just like faltered, and I was like, yeah, we definitely covered it, even though we didn't. That sleepover date at the museum looked amazing. They should have been hyping that up instead of the pool party. Absolutely. Would you rather jump out of an airplane in a wedding dress or do a walk of shame from a natural history museum? If you've been listening to the podcast, you know what my answer is. Mm-hmm. Also, how much B-roll did they shoot of Zach showering? It feels like half the season has been showering in stock footage of helicopters and airplanes. That's true.
Yes. So first, let's go over a couple more questions. Justin Feinberg, do you think Jesse Palmer, a man who as recently as 2016 called a Rose Bowl game for ABC at one of the most beautiful sporting venues in America, stopped for a second while calling Bachelor Bowl 5 to wonder to himself, where did I go wrong?
I don't know. He seems like a bit of a sellout, and I bet he makes more money doing this. This dude has hosted like spring baking championship. Yeah. So I'm not like saying that he's above anything. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Noor, I had a question in mind when I watched last night, but forgot it. I'm somehow finding that Zach being able to just break up with girls pre-rose ceremony really interesting. I can't remember last when we had a lead that so many people left outside a rose ceremony. Anyway, question, what meme came across your feed that you found funniest? Do you engage with the show memes at all?
I appreciate the show memes. Nothing's coming to mind, but now that you've asked the question, I will keep them in mind and like send you the ones I think are funny.
Yeah, I think comments by Bachelor usually rounds up some of them.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know if one's standing out. Let me try to pull it up and see if there's any.
I also do like Zach sending people home pre-rose ceremony, and that, like, I feel like a lot of people left during Clayton's season too. I think that's a big one. Like, remember when Heather got her first kiss from him, like, and then he's out? Yeah,
but I think, I feel like this one, it's like maybe it's because they don't like him, but they're making it seem like, yeah, we don't have that spark. But it seems more like they want him to like them, and he's just not giving them the signs that he does.
Yeah.
I did see one, and it's the Jake Gyllenhaal, like, walking out, waving, like, greeting, you know, like doing the, like, he's on the James Corden show, I think, and, like, blowing a kiss as he exits, and it's Brianna leaving after letting Zach know that the women don't like Christina.
Yeah, that was good.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Then let's get into these bonus questions for next week. Remember to follow at @JorgeCTV on Twitter to see the draft results each week and vote on, you know, make your voices heard. Vote on the listener questions. You know, not like you need the bonus points, listeners, but all right. So, bonus points for last week. Amy and the listeners had identical answers with both getting 5 of 6 questions right. They each received 25 points. Haley only correctly answered Gabby getting a rose at the ceremony. Okay, so that was what was affecting you as well. So she only received 5 points.
I'll have to look and see what the questions were last week and how I go back. Botched it so badly.
I think there was one about a hot tub. Maybe you said there was no hot tub.
Damn.
I was really surprised there was one, actually. But
yeah.
For next week, one, we travel to the Bahamas. Will the episode include someone struggling to pronounce a foreign word? Interesting question. A, no. B, yes, Zach. B, yes, one of the women. D, yes, Zach and a woman.
I'm going to say no here because the Bahamas were colonized by the English. So I don't think there's going to be too many hard to pronounce words in this one.
Yeah, I was just remembering, like, you know, finasco. Like, they're not even, like, foreign words sometimes.
I guess so. I'm putting a lot of faith in these people when I shouldn't be because they are willing to go on The Bachelor.
Well, I know. But he said struggling to pronounce a foreign word. So what if they mispronounce just a regular run of the mill.
Yeah, George, I don't know. We give you full reign to decide that one.
Yeah. I don't think they would show Zach doing it, even if he did. I feel like they would just have him retake it. Just to have a different answer, I'll say C. Yes, one of the women. 2. Zach thinks someone is here for the wrong intention. What letter does their name start with?
Ooh. This is so funny.
This is. Now we have like different ways to group the women here. A, Anastasia, Ariel, Allie, G, Greer, Gabby, Genevieve, K, Kylie, Katie, Catherine, or the rest. B, C, D, G, A, M, Brooklyn, Charity, Davia, Jess, Mercedes.
That is so funny to me. I'm picking G. I think Greer and Gabby are going to do a lot of the heavy lifting with the drama.
Okay. Yeah, I was leaning that way too. What name does our name start with? Because I just feel like, yeah, there's like they're under edited for these other groupings. So I'll say G also. 3. What is the group date setting this week? A, the beach. B, outdoors, but not the beach. Or C, indoors.
You go first.
I'm going to say outdoors, but not the beach.
I'm going to go the beach.
Okay. I mean, we're in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Yeah.
4. In the first 3 weeks, Zach has tallied kissing 7 of 30, 10 of 20, and 7 of 17. How many of the 14 will Zach kiss this week? A, 4 or less. B, 5 to 6. C, 7. D, 8 or more.
George, this is tough.
This is hard.
Give me... You go first.
It's like I'm drawn to 7 for some reason, but that's so precise. Like,
it's because it's been 7 range. A lot. So I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's probably why it's sticking out. It's a good 50%. I'm going to do 5 to 6.
Dang, I'm going to do 5 to 6 too.
Okay. It's like I want to go back and look at the list now. I'm like, wait a minute. I could probably count who he's counting. If he did 7 last week, I'm regretting. He'll probably kiss the same people again.
I mean,
right?
You can change it. It's not that too late.
Would he go up with anybody? I'm overthinking it.
Yeah,
Me just let me do 7. Just because I was drawn to that initially.
Yeah.
5. We have 3 leave this past week, but 2 left before the rose ceremony. How will this week end? A, to be continued. B, 1 sent home. C, 2 plus sent home all at the rose ceremony. And D, 2 plus sent home at least 1 earlier in the episode.
Okay, now it's my time to overthink because I'm drawn to C, to send home all the rose ceremony. But I could see somebody being sent home. Yeah. I could see somebody being sent home on a one-on-one this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to... Yeah.
Like I'm a one-on-one situation.
Give me D. Give me D. Yeah.
Okay. 2 plus sent home at least 1 earlier in the episode.
Oh, but that's a lot. Three out of 14. You know what? No, that is... No, you know what? I'm just going to go with D.
Okay. Well, it is 2 plus includes 2, right? It could be 2.
Yeah. But 3 still seems like a lot out of 14, but you know I'm going for it.
Well, it's funny too, because like if we had asked last week about like how many will be sent home at the rose ceremony, I never would have guessed just 1.
Yeah, for sure.
How will this week end? I'll take C, 2 plus sent home, all at the rose ceremony. I need to pay more attention to these previews to get these.
I know. Answers.
I'm like, wait, who's on the one-on-one? Like, is it someone he's going to send home? So, all right. Thank you, George, for those questions. It's always fun. It gets us overthinking.
They're great questions.
Mm-hmm. All right, Haley, where can people keep up with you this week?
The episode of Hallmarkies podcast came out at the end of last week, I believe. We talked about Magic on Mount Holly, which was just an absolute terrible movie, but it was made for a fun podcast. So check that out on the Hallmarkies feed. Other than that, I did the RHAP takeover on their Instagram this past week, but like those would have evaporated by now. So
I don't think so.
I wasn't that interesting anyway. So, and then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out everything I'm reading at the Strong Library.
Nice. And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.